And while we're in the bird counting mood, if you've got little ones in the car, you may now turn up the volume. All right, everyone, how many penguins do you think there are in Antarctica? Think about all those penguins you saw on Happy Feet. Now think about the entire Antarctic continent. Would you say there are 100,000 penguins? A million? 5 million? 50 million? I'll give you a few seconds. All right, the answer is roughly 5 million penguins in Antarctica. Yeah, I know, that's a lot of penguins. I say roughly because penguin colonies are difficult to count. Penguins don't exactly hang out in the easiest to reach places. But the BBC's Martha Kearney went to Antarctica. Here's what she discovered about how to get a handle on just how many penguins are actually there.
In the olden days, there was only one way to see how penguin colonies were thriving. You had to physically visit and count them. But times are changing.
So I'm opening up the double doors, and there's a pit in the floor of the aircraft with a hole in the belly, and the mapping camera is pointing vertically downwards.
Well, I've come over to the aircraft hangar now, to a plane that's called a Twin Otter. It's on skis, which means it can fly and land in very difficult conditions. And I've come to meet Adrian Fox from the British Antarctic Survey.
What we're doing is we're applying mapping techniques to counting the populations of Adélie penguins along the Antarctic Peninsula. There are about 500 known penguin colonies, but many of them haven't been visited for maybe even decades in some cases. The advantage that we have with aerial photography is that we're flying up 2,000 feet above the penguins, so we can definitely count the individual birds, but it's a non-invasive way of doing it. We can do a lot of penguin colonies in one sortie.
Adrian Fox's camera maps penguins from around 2,000 feet, but actually they're being observed from far higher than that, in fact, from space, as I discovered back at the British Antarctic Survey in Cambridge.
So these are high-resolution satellite images of penguin colonies in Antarctica.
Dr. Peter Fretwell from the team which tracks penguins.
But actually, when you zoom into these images, you can actually see the penguins themselves. The images are so high resolution.
It is such an incredible idea, really, isn't it, counting penguins from space?
Well, yes, but it's very, very useful because penguins, especially things like emperor penguins, breed in exceptionally remote and challenging, harsh conditions. So actually getting people out there, even getting a plane out there, can be almost impossible.
And what has your research been telling you about these populations?
So if you go back 10 years, we didn't know how many colonies there were or where they were. But now, using satellite imagery, we've been able to double the number of colonies we know about. We now know there are 52 or 53 colonies. Half of those have been found by satellite imagery.
The discovery of colonies sounds like good news, but in fact, these animals are facing an unprecedented threat. Dr. Phil Trethern is head of conservation biology.
Emperor penguins breed on sea ice. In a warming world, we'll see a reduction in sea ice, possibly by as much as 30 to 40%. And in that context, there won't be sufficient sea ice in some areas for them to breed.
So in effect, what you're saying is emperor penguins are under threat of extinction.
That's right. With the climate scenarios that we're likely to see over the course of this century, then we will lose substantial elements of the emperor penguin population. 30%. That is really significant and worrying.
And Peter, let me play devil's advocate for a moment. Why does it matter? Why would a world without emperor penguins matter?
Well, that's a good philosophical question. Why does it matter if a species goes extinct? Why does it matter if any species goes, or many species go extinct? Would you like to live in a world where we have no penguins and no rhino, no elephants, no orangutans? And I certainly wouldn't like to see my children growing up in a world that is much less rich, much less diverse than it is at the moment. Because once they're gone, we can't bring them back.
And out on a boat, I had my own penguin sighting with meteorologist John Law.
If we just look.
Oh, yes.
These are some Adélie penguins. They're just tiny little ones there, just a pair of them just stand on the sea ice. They seem quite intrigued by us more than anything else.
So however often you see them, their walk is so comical, isn't it?
They are. They waddle around and slide across. When they do that on their bellies, it's a great thing to see.
The BBC's Martha Kearney reporting there from Antarctica.